Hey, what is up, guys? Welcome back again to the Dose of Everything podcast. Space enthusiasts, welcome back to our space exploration podcast. Today, we're thrilled to bring you an exciting episode on the search for extraterrestrial life. We'll be discussing the latest developments in the search for habitable life on other planets, as well as exploring the potential consequences of making contact with alien civilizations. We'll also be chatting with an expert on the search for habitable life, who will share their insights and experiences in this field. So sit back, relax, take a coffee, and join us as we talk a journey into the vast unknown of space. But before we dive into today's topic, let's first take a look at some of the headlines in space news. sorry about my voice, because I've been having a sore throat lately, so bear with me, guys. Alright, so NASA has announced that they will be sending a new rover to Mars in the next few years with the goal of searching for signs of past life on the red planet. This rover, called the Mars Sample Return Mission, will be equipped with advanced technology and instruments that will allow it to collect and analyze rock and soil samples for the Martian surface. The mission is set to launch in 2026 and is expected to provide valuable insights into the history and potential habitability of Mars. In other news, SpaceX, the private spaceflight company founded by Elon Musk, has successfully launched another batch of satellites into orbit as part of their Starlink project. The goal of this project is to provide high-speed internet access to remote and unserved areas around the globe. With the successful launch of these additional satellites, the company is one step closer to achieving their goal of providing internet coverage to every corner of the Earth. Now, back to the topic of extraterrestrial life. The search for habitable life beyond our planet has been a topic of fascination for scientists and the general public for decades. While there is no definitive evidence that life exists elsewhere in the universe, the possibility is tantalizing and has spurred on countless missions and experiments in the search for answers. So, what do we know so far about the search for extraterrestrial life? One of the key areas of focus in this field is the search for exoplanets, or planets that orbit stars outside of our solar system. These planets can be detected through various methods, such as the transit method, which involves measuring the dimming of stars' light as a planet passes in front of it, or the radial velocity method, which involves measuring the slight wobble of a star caused by the gravitational pull of an orbiting planet. To date, over 4,000 exoplanets have been discovered, and scientists believe that there may be billions more out there waiting to be discovered. But just because a planet exists, it doesn't necessarily mean that it is capable of supporting life. For a planet to be considered habitable, it must have certain conditions that are conducive to development and sustenance of life, such as the presence of liquid water, a stable climate, and the right chemicals in the atmospheric conditions. Scientists have identified several exoplanets that meet these criteria and are considered good candidates for the search for wearable life. Alright. One of the most famous exoplanets in this category is Kepler-186f, a planet located about 500 light years from Earth that orbits in the habitable zone of its stars. This means that the planet is located at a distance from its star where temperatures are right for liquid water to exist on its surface. The discovery of Kepler-186f and other habitable exoplanets has generated a lot of excitement and has sparked further research into the possibility of life beyond our planet. But the search for extraterrestrial life is not just limited to exoplanets. Scientists are also studying the potential for life to exist in other places in the universe, such as on moons, orbiting other planets, or even in the clouds of gas and dust that make up interstellar space. While these scenarios might seem unlikely, they are still being explored as possible locations for wearable life. So what would be the discovery of wearable life means for humanity? The implications would be enormous and could have far-reaching consequences for our understanding of the universe and our place in it. It could also have practical implications, such as the potential for new technologies and resources that could be derived from studying alien life forms. But the discovery of wearable life could also raise complex ethical and moral questions, such as how we could continue our life here on Earth. All right, guys, this is a topic I wanted to talk about for years now, and I also wanted to have, I also wanted to have like an expert of the matter, you know, but every time I send an email to some expert so he can join me on the podcast so I can lighten you guys up so we can learn from him. It don't go anywhere. Like, guys, I tried to reach a lot of experts on the matter, like for like the universe expands, like a lot of questions that you guys have also, like me, and I never have an answer. So I just got an email while we were doing this podcast from this expert, and he just reached out telling me that he couldn't make it. So I got a response earlier today that he said that he could make it in time and do a 10-minute chat with me on the podcast, but just when I started waiting for him to join our Zoom call, he sent me an email telling me that he can't make it. So I'm so sorry guys about this misunderstanding. We will continue about this topic in the future, hopefully. Yeah, and I'll get an expert this time, and I'll make sure he joined me before I start a podcast. So bear with me, guys, we're just getting started. If you want to join the podcast, just subscribe, you know what to do. If you don't want to leave, I don't give a damn, you know what I mean? Like, this, I do this for fun, you know. So I hope you guys enjoyed it. All right, let's keep it clean. All right, guys, take care.